Hello, welcome to the Integration Channel. My name is Glenn Kolpaert. I'm an Integration MVP and Integration Consultant, and I work for a company in Belgium called Codit. And today I'm going to talk to you how easy it is to expose SAP functionalities to the cloud with Azure App Services. Azure App Services brings together the functionality of Azure Websites, Azure Mobile Services, and Azure BizTalk Services into one integrated offering and into a single development experience. Using API apps, web apps, and mobile apps, you can connect to dozens of popular services like Office 365, Salesforce, Twitter, and other stuff in minutes. With Logic apps, you can automate business processes using a simple no-code experience. It comes with dozens of pre-built templates and out-of-the-box support for popular software as a service and on-premise apps. It's also perfect for complex integration scenarios using the BizTalk APIs. As a demo today, I will show you how easy it is to expose that SAP data that is on-premise and expose it to the cloud with different API apps and Logic apps. And I will use the Logic app inside a custom website I built. So in detail, we have an on-premise data center which has an SAP instance running. I will in Microsoft Azure, I will build a Logic app that uses the HTTP listener API app and the SAP connector API app. And via hybrid connections, the Logic app will connect to the on-premise SAP system and extract data from it. We will then use that specific data in our client application to populate our website with the necessary data. So to start, let's switch to the Azure portal. And the first thing you have to do is go to the marketplace and find yourself a new HTTP listener. So here in this case, we use the simple search. I click on the HTTP listener and then create. So it will then ask you for a couple of parameters. I will provide the name. One important thing here is we need to drill down into the package settings and set the set response automatically, which is default on true. We have to put that on false. In that way, our HTTP listener will not automatically send back a response, but we will be responsible for sending the response back ourselves. So this is one important thing you have to remember if you want to control your own responses and not let the HTTP listener do the response yourself. So here we press OK, and then we can let everything be default, as this is just a demo. So I will create. I will press create. And this HTTP listener will now be start to be provisioned while we are continue. So the next thing we need is an SAP connector. So the SAP connector will use hybrid connections to connect from Azure to the cloud. So here again in the marketplace, we have our search and we go for the SAP connector. As you can see, it's the first API that pops up. So the SAP connector lets you connect to the SAP server and invoke different things like RFCs, BAPIs, and TRFC, but it also allows you to send IDOCs. In this demo, I will simply call an RFC, which will get a list of flight data from the SAP system. I will map that and put that again into the Logic app. So here we press create. We again give it a name. This will be our Channel 9 SAP connector. And here again, we go to the package settings. So as you see, this opens up the specific package details for the SAP. So you can see that here. And this is actually the connection parameters you have to fill in there. It's like the connection parameters you enter when you create a BizTalk receive location or a send location. It's the same values you need to use here. So these values will then be used by the hybrid connector to create your location to your on-premise application. So we will get started. So the name of my SAP system is BTS Dev 2013. My username is my own name, and the password is, of course, complete the classified. The system number is 00. And then we see a service bus connection string. So I will show you. So this service bus connection string will be used to create a hybrid relay from the Logic app towards our on-premise system, and then route a request to our application, and then route it back to the cloud to create a relay service. To access that service bus connection string, we go to the old portal. And as you can see here, I have a list of service bus namespaces. I will select one of them, take the connection information. As you can see, the ACS information will pop up. Sorry. The ACS will pop up. And then I can just copy-paste this value. I can copy-paste this value and put it in the service bus connection string here. So for this demo, I already know what RFC I'm going to call, and this will be a BAPI call to get the specific flight data list. So I will put here get list. So once you filled in all the connection, you press OK, you press create, and now the SAP connector will start provisioning. As you see, the channel 9 HTTP listener has already been provisioned. And here you already see it's ready to be used. So it has everything you need to continue. So next up, we are going to see while this provisions, I'm going to show you an already provisioned app. So once your SAP connector is provisioned, you will see here, you will see a hybrid connection flag popping up. It's a bit hanging now, but let's simply continue. I will already show you how the Logic app is being built up while we wait. So I already prepared the Logic app. So and a Logic app contains of triggers and actions. So if we take a closer look in that, you see it contains an HTTP listener, which I just provisioned. It has a SAP connector, and it will take the input XML of the HTTP listener and use it to execute this RFC connection. After that, we have a simple BizTalk transform, which will transform the result of the SAP API app to a readable XML, and then send it back over the HTTP listener as an HTTP response. So let me go back to the SAP connector I just provisioned. So, and as you can see, it has a couple of things already provisioned here, and we only have to wait for the hybrid connection to show up. As you can see now, it says on-premise setup incomplete. This means we did not yet take the time to install the hybrid connection. So now we have already everything provisioned in the cloud. Our HTTP listener is ready. Our SAP connector is ready. But now there needs to be a link to on-premise. And that is why this hybrid connection comes into play. So we can click it. And then in the details, you see the on-premise hybrid connection manager, which you can click on and download. This will create a pop-up to ask you to install that. So the first thing he asks is enter the relay listener connection string. This connection string is available from the portal. So we take that, we copy paste it, and then press install. So the string is not valid, so let's do it again. I need to take this one. The important thing is you need to take this one and not your service bus connection string. That was why I got that error. So let's copy that again. So click download and configure again. Apply, fill in the correct connection string, and then we will click on install. Then we wait while this installs. So what this will do, this will create a relay from the logic from the SAP connector to my on-premise SAP ERP system. In that way, we can communicate with SAP from the cloud. So as you can see, it's still installed. When it's installed, you will see the BizTalk listener has successfully installed. And after a minute or so, if we do a refresh, I will refresh the portal. After we did a refresh, let me close this, we should see the hybrid connection being listed as connected. So when we continue, we can now use those resources in a logic app like I just demonstrated. So let me show you that again. So this is an empty logic app I created. So we can now use the created API apps into a new logic app. When you create a new logic app, you have this different possibilities. You can create one from scratch or use a predefined template. In this case, we're going to just create one from scratch. We have on the right side, you have all your API apps that you have deployed in your resource group, which you can use to create your logic app. So we will select the HTTP listener. So double click to configure this API app. And then you can basically say, just receive an HTTP request. It will be, I will just do a simple post right now. And this one is now configured. So we can now do the get the channel 9 subconnector. So I have to, let's delete this and retry it again. Sorry for the hiccup. So let us choose an action and call the BAPI get flight list with the input from the logic app, from the HTTP listener. So that is already configured. So it's that quick. And then we will put another HTTP listener here that will send the response back towards my original caller. So I will simply take the same request ID. I will put the content back, and I will give status code 200 back to the logic app. So as you can see, in like a couple of minutes, I created an HTTP listener who takes in an XML, gives it towards my SAP connector. My SAP connector will call my on-premise SAP system and return the result. And then over the same HTTP listener, I will send the response back. And then it will be available on the caller. So let me save that. So as you can see, you see a notification that it was saved successfully. And now we will try this out using Fiddler. So we will go to our HTTP connector, select all settings. No, sorry. So let's choose the settings. We click on host and then select the URL here. So the URL we just copied. We will copy that. Oh, sorry. I did not manage to copy. So let me copy that again. Sorry for the hiccups. So I will click here. So it's been copied. And I will use that. So I will copy the HTTP link from here. So, and this will directly call my HTTP listener, and I will send this XML towards it. And let's see what happens. So I will press execute. And now this HTTP listener, as you can see, the XML we called, and it provided us with a response with a list of flights. So this was the logic app we built. So I already prepared another one. So where I added another extra transform, and this the logic app I'm going to show you now has an extra transform to be able to map the data from the XML we received towards another XML format. So that way it will be easier to handle, and it will be not in the format of SAP anymore. So as you can see, this is the logic app, and it has the same HTTP listener, which we can, of course, again, call from Fiddler. But the cool thing is, of course, as it's an HTTP endpoint, you can also call it from other ways. So in this case, inside the code of a website, I will do an HTTP post with a predefined resource. I will just do a string manipulation. I will do an HTTP post to the logic app. I will get the result and do a deserialization of the results and put that into my website. So let me quickly demonstrate you the website. So this is our website. I will zoom in a bit. And here you can select an airline you want. So for example, let us start easy and select American Airlines. What this does, this search button will go all the way to the Logic app and do a call to the HTTP listener. The HTTP listener will forward it to the SAP connector. The request will be routed down towards my on-premise SAP system. And that way we can show you the data. So the data has been popped up. I will show you it again once more. So let's fly with Alitalia today. So like I already told you, this will be directly contacted by my SAP website. So if we now go back to our Logic app, you can see all those requests being entered into the system. So so this was the demo on Logic apps. So I hope I showed you today how easy it is to expose on-premise data from SAP. This can be also any other ESB or anything else. How easy it is with Logic apps to expose that data to the cloud. So thank you. You can find my contact details on the slide. If you have questions, do not hesitate to contact me. I'm very happy to help. Thank you. Bye.